fuck's sake. Here's one for you kids out there. HHS will stop counting COVID deaths on February 2nd, according to new guidance from hospitals. Nothing wrong with that, right? Stories on pain.tv. I can't even get into the nonsense of Health and Human Services, what they're counting, what they're not counting. Who can keep up with a goalpost moving? You try this shit in your own personal life? If you tried this in your personal life or at work, you'd be fucking fired. Every day your boss asks you for an update, and you gave him an update on a project or on whatever, on client meetings, on a project, on some kind of status report. The next day or the next 2 days or 3 days, you meet again, and you tell him the exact opposite. And then you tell him, and then he sits there or she sits there and says, wait a minute, wait a fucking second. That's not what you said 2 or 3 days ago. Yes, it is. No, I said it. Or you say, that's right, I was wrong. Say, get this asshole out of here. Fucking prick a broom and start sweeping the parking lot. Get out of the building. That's our CDC. That's our HHS. They should be sweeping the fucking parking lot. Why report on it? They're just going to change it next month. If it makes the government look bad and there's too many deaths, hey, let's stop counting it. Or let's delay the counting. The hospitals don't have to give daily counts, is what it's saying. You can give us the counts a day later, 2 days later. Don't worry about the daily counts. We don't give a fuck how many people are dying. Jesus, they're supposed to care about your well-being.
But don't tell us if anybody dies on a regular basis. We don't have to try to report and spin that on a daily basis.
So Walensky can sit up there and say, I don't have the stats. I'll get that
number for you. Oh, we don't have that number.
Yeah, because you decided it's better not to have the number. It's like when your parents say to you, I don't fucking want to know. I don't want to know what happened. I don't want to know anything that I could be subpoenaed for and have to testify that you did. You just better clean your shit up. It's the same thing.
We don't even want to know the number of deaths. Then we'll have to tell people about it.
That's when you know the wheels are coming off, like I said. Oh, the wheels are already fucking off. And there's no putting them back on. Too many people out here are losing loved ones. People they care about. You can't hide that. Like I said, a Midwest hospital chain has stopped using race-based COVID-19 treatment plan amid a backlash. You know, we noticed the editors have written a note. There are more systems around the country making these changes as well. Point that out to folks. Okay, I just did. SSM Health, a Catholic hospital chain, operates 23 hospitals across the Midwest, stopped using race as a determining factor for prioritizing COVID-19 treatment after receiving a legal threat from a nonprofit conservative law firm. I told you, start fucking suing these people. You'll wake their ass up. You'll wake their ass up fast. Yeah. Health and Human Services, the folks who really care about you, the folks who brought you masks, fucking with your kids, filling your kids up with mystery serum from Big Pharma, strapping a mask on your kids, having them eat in isolation, no recess, the same assholes who brought you that, cooked up a little COVID calculator in which non-white patients receive a 7-point head start out of 20 total points to get treatment, and were therefore more likely to receive life-saving medical treatment over white patients with medically recognized comorbidities or symptoms. I guess they're just not killing enough white people. Is that what it is?
We need to wipe out these whiteies. They're troublemakers. And there's just too many damn white people.
What are you going to do in 2040 when honky's the minority? That's not too far away. You gonna lash out at the Latinos? It's stupid. What are you gonna do then? I don't know. Will I be around to see that? Maybe. Maybe not. 20 years. I don't know. This, not with this job. For example, a 50-year-old white female, she gets 15 points. She's suffering from obesity. She gets another point. And asthma, another point. Hypertension, another point. But would not be eligible for treatment because she does not receive the 20-point minimum score under the calculator.
You lose seven points because you're Caucasian. Me, 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 me.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
You have run afoul of the COVID calculator. Please leave.
On the other hand, an otherwise healthy 50-year-old African-American female gets 22 points to start out with. Without any of these health risks, she'd be eligible right away. The approach taken by the calculator is not only profoundly unethical and immoral, it's illegal, the attorneys have argued. Well, then it must have come from the Biden administration. Thank you. It took these fucking geniuses in these health systems the threat of a lawsuit to do away with this. They don't have common sense or compassion.
We care about your well-being. Especially if you're not white. We really care.
They couldn't figure this out on their own. That, hey, that's a fucked up policy. We're not doing that. What? Biden. He stands up there.
I was in marches for anti-segregation. And civil rights. I was fighting.
You know, he pretends like he was fucking not only in Selma, but he was holding up the bridge when people were marching across. He was in his wife beater underneath holding up the fucking bridge, right? Biden. There's no problem ushering it in 2021, 2022. Segregation, discrimination. No problem with it. Neither does his administration. No problem. No problem saying,
if you're not vaccinated, you can't go different places.
Oh, guess who's not vaccinated? The majority of folks. African-Americans. Thank you. Thank you for ushering in segregation again, Joe, and discrimination, and wiping out the civil rights struggles and strifes of folks like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X. Thanks, buddy. Well, I guess. When do you think George fucking Floyd is the man? It's to be expected. I'm surprised that Biden didn't firebomb a Secret Service car with a Molotov cocktail. These folks who pretend that they're down with racial, ethnic minorities in the United States. No, they're not down with them. They want to keep them down.
We care about low-income communities, especially if we can keep their income low.
How the fuck could you put racial classifications? You take the Hippocratic Oath. Turns out it's just a hypocritical oath. What does the Hippocratic Oath say? At the very end. Unless you're white. A bunch of fucking phonies in hospitals and doctors. That you need to be pressured by legal action. Whether it has to do with giving folks therapeutics, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. The stuff that Dana White was talking about. I mean, it doesn't matter. You have to be threatened with legal action to do the right thing. Oh, yeah, you guys are all about the Hippocratic Oath. Fuck out of here. Now, we talked about on Hotwire, a Maine doctor of 41 years gets her license suspended for speaking out against the mainstream COVID narrative. That story is on pain.tv. We worked it into a hell of a spin, a hell of a yarn on Hotwire. That's the biggest top tier level on pain.tv. So, and some of the things she said are exactly what we say on here, but you're not allowed to say these things anymore. That's why we had to go underground. See, you can't say this out and about. People actually have to sit here and listen to it for a couple hours before we warm up. Hobos won't sit and do that. They just want easy attack. And so you can check out that story on pain.tv or see how we worked it in to Hotwire and its implications on other doctors who are free to run their mouth and yet they don't lose their license. I wonder why that happens. That's the Central Intelligence Agency. What do you say?
Mildred, turn off match game. He's naming names.
Well, as the Grateful Dead and Fauci and Bill Gates, they'll be grateful when we're all dead, by the way. As the Grateful Dead are singing, don't let that deal go down. The governors, the tyrannical governors, they had their own deal in mind. The deal is to take your money and use it for other things. Where I come from, that type of a deal is called a crime, but hey, it's all legal and such. Governors are using federal coronavirus funds to fight climate change. Fucking idiots. States across the country. Oh, that's your money, too. These are your budget surpluses. These are your federal allocated dollars that are coming from you if you're stupid enough to keep paying these fucking criminals. States across the country have budget surpluses, including federal coronavirus stimulus payments, and many governors are using money for projects to fight climate change. Captain Climate. The excess cash is also from tax collection and post-lockdown consumer spending, and governors of both red and blue states are directing funds to improve protection from extreme weather. We'll teach that hurricane a lesson. And Democrats and the press are blaming extreme weather on human activity and fossil fuels. Not on the fact that fucking hurricanes and tornadoes and extreme weather have happened for a long time. Oh, man. We got a little, how about a little water break? Take you back to the 80s?
To get down, I'm not internationally known, but I'm known to rock the microphone because I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from me if you're
Listen to this rogues gallery of idiots. Democratic governors, you'll understand exactly how big a scheme this is when you start hearing the names. These guys are the trading card heroes of schemes. Criminality. Gavin Newsom. Washington's Jay Inslee. They're using the money to fight existential threats. These people are the fucking existential threats. Should cut off payments to these assholes so they go away. Republican-led states, governors want to protect communities from natural disasters and drought, even as many as... What? Arizona Governor Doug Ducey this past week pitched $1 billion for water infrastructure as drought grips the western U.S., shriveling water supplies for cities and farms. Well, what the fuck does that have to do with losing Arizona? Has this reporter been to Arizona?
I've never been there. I've seen pictures. Is that where the Grand Canyon is? I saw that once on the Brady Bunch special. They were riding around on donkeys. It looks pretty hot.
If you're the governor of Arizona, maybe it's a good idea to examine your infrastructure, your water infrastructure. Idaho Governor Brad Little, who has acknowledged climate change's role in worsening wildfires, proposed $150 million for 5 years' worth of firefighting costs. Maybe fucking use some of the money to clean up the forest and get all the dead trees. That's how wildfires stay.
Well, we can't clean up the trees and the brush because we don't have enough money. We've allocated the money instead of fighting fires. Instead of preventing them.
This is the stupidity you're dealing with. South Carolina Governor Henry, I'm not in charge at all, McMaster, called on lawmakers to spend $300 million in federal money for, among other things, protecting the state's coastline against flooding, erosion, and storm damage. And we'll fight this fucking ocean, and we'll win. Fuck out of here. McMaster will be on the beach during the next hurricane wearing a Speedo with a shotgun and flag pointed at the storm. I'll stop it myself. These guys are your governors. Of course, when you add it all up, some of them are completely out of their minds, whether it's fighting floods or mega fires, whatever it is. You have dopes like Newsom. He wants $22 billion for various projects to take place over the next 5 years. With the most money going to electrifying school buses and expanding vehicle charging stations in low-income communities. It's important to be able to charge your vehicle in your low-income community when your power gets cut off because you can't afford the fucking electricity bill. And how the fuck are you going to be able to take kids to school in a school bus packed with batteries? They're having a hard time producing these things. They're too heavy. They're bottoming out. The batteries are too heavy. The good news is we have electric school buses in California. The bad news is they can't carry any more payload. So
you fucked up. You trusted us.
But they look pretty. They're shiny.
Green energy, clean energy. Scam. Scam. And you know it's a scam when Democrat New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham checks in. She's the queen of the scheme. She's asked the state legislature to fund the creation of a climate change bureau with 15 member staff and initial $2.5 million budget. That's just for her legal fees when she sexually harasses the 15 member staff. That's just to settle her claims. I need a new climate change bureau with 15 more members I can harass. Now get right on it. What a bunch of fucking clowns. Jesus, God Almighty. We read about this. I told the Young Bucks, perhaps if they had a chance to put this in, because it's egregious and, of course, it's being ignored across all agencies, except with the exception, perhaps, of the Drug Enforcement Administration, although they're having a hard time getting other folks to give a shit about it in the government. And that includes funds to put to work against these things to try to tamp it out or remedy or whatever.
You're too busy paying for the forest and the oceans.
A 13-year-old student dies of fentanyl overdose, and two more are exposed at a Connecticut school. 13-year-old student was hospitalized with a fentanyl overdose this week, died Saturday from his injuries. The teenager suffered the overdose Thursday at the Sport and Medical Sciences Academy in Hartford, Connecticut. NBC Connecticut reported that the young man died Saturday evening. Police investigators searched the Tony Prep School and found 40 small bags of a substance in two classrooms, as well as the school gymnasium. The substance was later identified as fentanyl in powder form. A police spokesman acknowledged. Police said they believed the fentanyl was brought in by a student. Well, that's crack police work right there. Good work. Newswork. Newswork, I think it should say Newsweek, reported that the student fell unconscious and collapsed in the gymnasium Thursday morning. The school nurse administered CPR to the student before the Hartford Police Department arrived on the scene and took over. The school was locked down while DEA agents and state and local police searched the premises. Then the students were dismissed, but not before they were required to decontaminate their shoes in case of exposure. I tell you, this is chaos. This is absolute chaos. And it's being ignored. It's being ignored. It's a much bigger problem than COVID deaths. I mean, I don't know. This is grown into a nightmare. COVID. Fuck it. Oh, there's no money. There's no money for Big Pharma in this. Purdue Frederick, a.k.a. Purdue Pharma, a.k.a. many different names and aliases. Every time they're threatened with lawsuits and judgments, they change their name. They made all their money by pumping OxyContin and then having the gall, creating pill mills, fueling pill mills like fucking Walmart, etc. To pump OxyContin onto the streets and into people's veins, kids. And then having the gall to say, hey, you know what? There's a lot of addicts out there. We need to set up treatment centers. We need to set up some treatment centers. We can get them coming and going. Yeah. But there's no money, like in Big Pharma, scaring the hell out of people and telling them they're going to die from a mystery fucking virus. And it's such a mystery that we don't even know it officially exists. It's how much of a fucking mystery it is. You know, I worked a couple situations when I was a reporter where kids passed away at school. And they were young. They were young kids. And they died not from drugs and not from these things. They died from heart attacks and things like that. And you get called into this setting and it's total chaos. And the parents are fucking all broken up. I mean, you can't even imagine. But the school community is also busted up. The students are busted up. It's shocking, it's depressing, it's emotional, and you have to be very careful how you write these things. Very, very careful, because all eyes are on you as a reporter, and one fucking slip up of a phrase or a word, even if it's not on purpose, can be very devastating because everybody is at such a fever pace and fragile. You have to be very careful. But when something like this happens, and it's from drugs. Well, that's a whole nother category. That's a whole nother category. Because you know it was ultimately unavoidable as a parent, etc. If a kid has a heart attack in gym class, I remember a young kid, 13, in Jamesburg, New Jersey, I covered, collapsed. Might have been younger, 11, at gym class. And the paramedics came in and tried to do everything. And when I got there, I was talking to people, and I took some photos too. You know, we didn't. You had to take photos too in case the paper photographer didn't make one of the photographers didn't make it there. Take photos. So I took photos of the scene, right? And the photos was like all the debris that. It's interesting. It's interesting that I remember this because it is fucking traumatic. All the debris, I think I was young, that the EMTs use, you know, just ripping shit open and trying different things, you know, syringes and fucking everything, just laying there. I mean, I was, you know, right on top of the scene and took photos of that. And then my editor was like, this is good stuff, man. We're running. I said, we can't print this stuff. Like, when you're taking photos of it, you don't realize it because you're trying to absorb so much information. You don't realize, like, the defibrillators, the cup is on the ground, on the wooden gymnasium floor and things like that. You just snap a couple photos and you talk to people. And eventually they tell you, get the fuck out of here, right? And then you leave. And then when you look at the photos, these things are laying on the gymnasium floor. And then you get in an argument with the people who run the paper, who are supposed to be sentinels of what's right and wrong. And they say, we got to run this, man. This is crazy. These are great photos. It shows, like, you know. So you can't run this stuff. You're fucking crazy. The kid was just lying there. This is where he died. You're going to run this? You're going to think that that's going to have a positive effect on the community? Have you lost your fucking mind? And so, you know, you're able to sway them from writing it. And then in the future, you just said, nah, did you get photos? Nah, man, camera's not working. Not going through that again. You know why? I tell them, my name's on this fucking story. And they're going to burn me at a stake next time I cover a school board meeting. Or next time I'm in town, someone's going to come up and cold cock me. This is what you're dealing with, though. It's very, very, very emotional. And, but again, understanding that the proliferation of fentanyl within the U.S. and the school system, it's even more disturbing because it's not like a random heart attack or something like that. And we've seen enormous spikes in the past 2 years while all this other bullshit was going on. And no one's paying attention. We're going to have to perhaps roll up our sleeves on this and do a little bit more along the lines of this. Something that I can focus on, I think. Fentanyl is bad fucking news. Oh, and guess what's going on? The Chinese are pumping it in here in many different ways through their friends in the Mexican drug cartels, and the Biden administration is doing nothing. Why would that be? Oh, he's in the pocket of the fucking Chinese. Fuck out of here, man. Corruption. So deep. Well, we got stories on here. You know, I don't know. Young Bucks, I guess this is playing well or something. I'll entertain it, but only briefly.